Look at the state of you. This is why novice adventurers are warned to stay away. But there's always somebody who thinks they're stronger than they really are. You are absolutely torn to pieces. To shreds, you say. Oh, where's the head? I hope it's not missing. Ah, there you are. Ugh, barely any of the faces left. Ah, well, I don't need you to be pretty. Let's get to reanimating. Here's hoping your spirit hasn't moved on. Though, with a traumatic death like this, I doubt that can happen. Are you with me? Are you back in your body? Well, are you in your head? Your body is over there. And there. And who knows where the rest is? Well, you can move your jaw at least. But I'm not hearing any actual words. Oh, what am I saying? You don't have any lungs or vocal cords at the moment. Of course you can't say anything. We'll have to figure that out in a second. The good news is that I've reanimated enough corpses to already know all the questions you want to ask, so I'll handle a few of those before I get to work. First, yes, you did die. I wasn't there to see it, but it was clearly violent and gruesome. I'm a necromancer, and I've reanimated your brain, which, thankfully, hasn't been damaged too much. And, yes, necromancy is forbidden in every nation worth living in. I don't personally care, and you should be grateful that I don't. I'm going to stitch you back together until you're more or less as good as new. Let's see. What do they usually ask next? Oh, you're not a zombie? Not technically, anyway. Zombies, skeletons, and that sort of thing don't have free will or memories. Necromancers make those by taking a tiny fragment of soul, either theirs or someone else's, and putting it in a corpse. Those things can only follow orders. Nothing more. But you're different. Your soul was still near your body, unable to pass to the afterlife due to the trauma you experienced. I tethered your soul back to your body, so you retain all your memories and personalities. That makes you a white. Next would be... this is annoying. Let me see if I can get you to talk. I think I have a spare set of lungs somewhere. Ah, this will do for now. This will be a temporary fix until I can repair your body enough for use. Unless... I think your real lungs are actually gone. So, these can stay. You still don't have vocal cords, but you can at least whisper. There. How's that? Good, good. Whatever did this to you didn't rip out your tongue, at least. So, what's your name? A bit generic. We can probably do better. I'll call you Gath. You know, like a mistake. Because you definitely made a mistake coming here. You're right. I'm not doing this out of charity, Gath. Necromancers need minions, and that's exactly what you're going to be. It's true. You still have your free will, so I can't force you to obey me. That's why most necromancers settle for zombies. But I need some minions who can think for themselves and give orders to my lesser minions. Well, for starters, you should obey me, because your only other choice is death. Your soul is strapped to your body by my power alone, and I can release your soul at any time. Aside from that, I have big plans. You get to be part of something important by serving me. We can discuss my grand scheme later. If you have a problem with it, I'll just release your soul right now. Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm going to start sewing your body back together. Do you want to watch, or should I turn your head the other way? Brave one. That's good. As you can imagine, undead people who are squeamish tend to be, well, miserable. Okay, let's take stock of what we have. The torso is in pretty bad shape, but it's not hopeless. You don't really need most of your internal organs anyway, now that you're undead. You're definitely going to need a lot of stitches there, though. As for limbs, one leg is mostly attached. The other one is... right here. Well, it's just bones now, pretty much. Still usable to an undead, but you'll walk with a limp. I found your right arm near the entrance, which drew me in here in the first place. Lots of bite marks, but otherwise pretty okay. How about the left? Oh, here it is. Well, the upper arm. Anyway, I don't see the rest anywhere. I hope you're not a lefty. Well, let's start stitching. This hole in the front of your torso is actually pretty convenient, so I'm going to leave it for now. I have a few things to stick in your body cavity in a minute. The throat is... Man, if I tried to sew all that back together, it'd be more thread than flesh. We'll have to go artificial. Probably for the best, actually. Beheading is one of the easiest ways to deal with an undead. If I make the whole neck out of something sturdier, that should make you that much tougher. So, while I'm working on you, who exactly are you, Gath? I assume you're an adventurer of some kind. Really? The Gertrude of Adana is your mother? Ooh, that's quite a claim to fame. So, what's the kid of a famous warrior doing dead in a mid-level monster dungeon? Well, I guess there's a lot of pressure on someone of your pedigree to make a name for themselves. I guess I can see why you jumped into the deep end. The name Gath is still fitting, though. Okay, the torso is all in one piece. And now... Oh, no, the head goes on last. You can't feel pain anymore, but new undead still tend to shy away from needles in the flesh out of habit. You won't hold still if I reattach your head now. Limbs are next. This'll be way easier than the torso, thank goodness. As for your left arm, I can get you a whole bunch of neat prosthetics. I don't have those with me, but there are some fun ones back at my place. Oh, you know, aside from just a normal hand, there's a classic hook, a sword, and a hammer. I think I might have some other ones, too. Oh, thanks. I've had a lot of practice sewing bodies together. You want to know the funny thing, though? Before I was a necromancer, I was a tailor. Yeah, that's part of why I bother with corpses like yours that are in really bad shape. It's a lot of work, but most corpses aren't good enough to reanimate without repair, so this makes it a lot easier to find the ones I need. Most other necromancers have to either have a few good minions or a bunch of barely functional ones. Oh, yeah, there are way more of us than you'd expect. Just because something's taboo doesn't mean people won't do it. Some necromancers do it because it's taboo. Those are the really edgy ones that call themselves Lord of Death or the Undying. No, I'm more pragmatic. I'm in the necromancy business because there's something I want to do. Okay, limbs are all good, or as good as they're going to get anyway. Just one more thing to do. I've figured out a few artificial organs that help undead function better. That's where this big ol' hole in your chest is going to come in handy. First of all, you're going to have this bile sac. It works a bit like your liver and kidneys, but specialized for an undead. It's going to slowly replace your blood with bile. Of course, most of your blood is already gone anyway. The bile keeps you from getting stiff. All my minions have the bile sac, but only my whites get the special occult organ. It's enchanted with some of my magic. You'll be able to control my minions more easily thanks to this, though you won't be able to turn them against me. There. I'm going to unattach your lungs for just a second so I can put them in here. And finally, the head. You'll get control of your body before I finish, so try to hold still even after you start to feel your body. And done. So, how do you feel? Yeah, it's not the same as being alive. But it's better than being dead, right? Good. Now, follow me. We're going home. I have a lot of big plans for you, Gaff. You're really going to be part of something incredible. Are you okay? You look a little queasy, Gaff. That's not really something that happens to undead, you know. Oh, I see. Sorry. It must be unsettling to be riding in a walking carriage. Yeah, I don't always reanimate full corpses. The legs on this carriage came from a couple of dead trolls I came across. The upper bodies weren't in good enough condition for reanimation after a pack of dire wolves got to them, so I made use of what was left. It looks pretty creepy, I know, but it's really useful. Corpses aren't often left on the side of well-maintained roads for very long, so Having a carriage that can handle any terrain is necessary for my work. The good news is, you don't have to ride much longer. That's my home, up ahead. Yeah, I know. A necromancer living in some old ruins. Who would have guessed? Right? There's a reason for that, though. Places that have seen lots of death can amplify a necromancer's power, not to mention all the free bones down below the surface. This place was a fortress of some kind, once. Totally impervious to attack, from what I can tell, but they weren't at all prepared for a simple mudslide to toss the whole thing down the mountainside. I don't plan to leave it a big pile of rubble, of course. Once I have the workforce for it, we'll rebuild. Even after all these years, the stone is high quality, so we'll be able to have a really sturdy base. For now, I found a few chunks that are pretty much intact. That's where we're staying. What's wrong? Second thoughts? About what? Living? It's not that bad, is it? I didn't think the living conditions mattered. The deal I offered you, I gave to four other people. Three accepted life happily, and one decided they'd rather be dead than serve someone else. You're the only one who cared whether your second chance at life was going to be comfortable. Sorry. Sorry, I did say that I wanted you to follow of your own free will. I just wished I'd have known beforehand that you had conditions. I wish I could tell you that you can just leave anytime you like and be free. But your choices are pretty much this or death. Your body has been torn to pieces and stitched back together again. You can't survive without regular infusions of my magic. If you don't stick around, you'll be dead again in a month. I know it's a really rough break, Gath. Nothing about your current situation is even remotely fair. But people don't always get what they deserve. In fact, it's pretty rare. You have to take the options that are put in front of you. That's the spirit. And I promise, your living conditions are going to improve a lot in the future. My other whites are out recruiting more followers to help with the reconstruction effort. Like I said, there are three others. I think four is a good number for now. Someday I might train you in stitching and reanimation, but for now, the others have that covered. I have a different job in mind for you. Well, you're an adventurer, right? That means you're the only white I have with any combat experience. Maybe, but a novice is better than nothing. I need you to be my general. Well, general might be a bit generous at the moment. Those guards that you can see up ahead are all I have as far as armed forces go. Relax. I can conjure spirits so I can get you all kinds of great teachers. But a spirit can't lead other undead, I'm afraid. It has to be you. Believe me, I wouldn't put you in charge of anything if I didn't trust you. You died trying to be stronger than you were. You have ambition, but you've also learned a powerful lesson in caution. Combine all that with your pedigree, and it makes you a promising leader. Trying is all I ask. I'm sure you'll do great. Well, we're here. Let's get out and get you set up. Oh, hang on. First, I want to give you an examination to see how your body is holding up. You haven't done much to stress it yet, but I could have made a mistake somewhere along the line. First, let me inspect the stitches and make sure they're holding. Mostly good, although this one that runs over your shoulder looks like it's pulling at the skin a bit. You were missing quite a bit of skin here, so I think what's left is being stretched too much. It'll be fine for right now, but sometime tonight I should give you a skin graft and redo the stitches to ease that tension. How is your leg treating you? Well, both, I suppose, but I'm mostly interested in the one that's all bone. It can't exactly hurt. You can't feel pain anymore, but are you having any problems with it? Is it moving how you want it to? That's good. That limp probably won't go away, but you'll learn to live with it. For an undead, you're actually pretty limber. How about your left arm? Are you adjusting to the prosthetic? Great. I'm hoping that someday I'll be able to give you a functioning hand. For now, stitching undead parts from one person onto another leads to complications. It's been done before, though. I just need to figure out the secret. And lastly, your innards. No point in opening you up to look, but does everything feel okay there? Yeah, the coldness is normal. The last of your blood is being filtered through your bile sac. The bile keeps you warmer, so as more of it moves from your core to your limbs, it feels like your core is cooling down. So, otherwise, all normal? Great. I'm going to need to give you regular checkups. Without the ability to feel pain, it'll be harder for you to know if you've been damaged in any way. Now, any questions about your duties? Oh, I never did tell you what my goal was, did I? I guess that's sort of important, huh? Well, have you heard of the Bewildering Woods? Yes, most adventurers have. It's the ultimate challenge. A huge expanse of cursed forest that's easy to get lost in, full of monsters, and that almost nobody has ever made it out alive. Well, it's a huge problem. On this side of the forest, it's just a simple geographic barrier like any other, like a lake or mountain. You just go around it. But there's a small nation on the other side named Gelv that's nestled into a nook. It's surrounded by the Bewildering Woods on almost all sides, with only an exit to the north. On paper, it's a great defense. They don't have to worry about attacks from anywhere but that one narrow pass. But it also makes it easy to lay siege to the entire country. And sure enough, that's what's happening. A rival nation has plans to block off the path, and Gelv is too weak to do anything about it. They have the means to feed themselves. For now, but over the coming years, it's going to become harder and harder for them to get by without being able to trade with other nations. Eventually, they'll have to give up all their land with barely a fight. I want to stop that from happening by forgeing a path through the bewildering woods. I want to stop that from happening by forging a path through the bewildering woods. If they can get resupplied from the other side, then there's no problem. It's a big task, I know. Even getting one person in and out is almost impossible, to say nothing of making a safe and reliable trade route. But that's the great thing about necromancy. The more dangerous the location, the more powerful I am, and the more raw material there is at my disposal. The plan is to build up a sizable army of high-quality undead and then start blazing a trail. The undead can guard and patrol the path day and night tirelessly. As we go further in, we can bolster our ranks with more undead that we make from dead adventurers or slain monsters. You're going to be incredibly important for all this. As general, you'll be spearheading the whole operation. Eventually, of course. We have a long way to go before we'll have enough undead to start. How do you feel? Is it all a bit overwhelming? Yeah, you'd be crazy not to be intimidated. But don't worry, Gath. I have faith in you. You're going to be an incredible undead general. I just know it. And I'll be here every step of the way. Now, let me show you your rooms. I've set aside a nice chunk of intact building for you. You don't need to sleep anymore, but it's still important to have a place that's all your own. I really think you're going to learn to love it here. I can't wait for us to work together, Gath.